Welcome to Win with Richardson & Richardson. What's important now? Success in business most often comes down to hard work, not by silver bullets and quick fixes. It's knowing where to focus that hard work that's key to winning. Join sales prospecting expert and three-time seven-figure business founder Carrie Richardson and managing partner of R&R Consulting and former owner of Doberman Technologies, Ian Richardson, for radical honesty regarding strategic planning, accountability, and execution that will get you the systematic results you're working toward. Let's get into today's episode. Thought leader and your host, Carrie Richardson.
I am one half of the consulting firm Richardson & Richardson, and I'm also your host for today's What's Important Now. With me today is Ben Chappell, the CEO and General Manager of Epona Security. Thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, it's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
It's been a little while since we chatted, so lots has happened in your world, and I'm looking forward to hearing all about it.
I can say the same to both of us. We've got a lot of
last name. I wanted to ask you a question about that telephone on the top of your shelf, the lamp with the old school phone there. Tell me where that came from.
Yeah, so that's a prized piece. My grandfather built it. Okay, so it's an old lamp that he had at the house, and he helped to build all the telephone lines here in South Carolina and was really inundated with the phone world. And so he turned his lamp into a phone. Fun little project, weekend hobby thing, but he built that probably 70, 85 years ago, something like that.
Does it still turn on?
It does.
Okay, so an excellent collectible.
Back in the day, the cord wasn't as long, so I can't plug it in from the top of the bookshelf, but it does work.
That's nice. So tell me a little bit about how you got from where you were last time we spoke, which was, I think, a couple of positions ago, to your new role with Epona.
Yes. So last time we spoke, I was with Solutions Granted and helping them to bring fully managed security services into the channel. And I will tell you, bar none, I learned more from that organization and from that executive team than I've ever learned. Still great friends of ours. Took that into Ingram Micro to lead part of their international business go-to-market strategies for some security vendors. Made some good connections, and now we are starting our own show. So we've started our own show, and the original company is WeBridge, right? Where we've partnered with several enterprise-level organizations overseas with the mission to bring them into North America and bring them into both channel and into direct clients. And from there, we've learned some lessons, decided to refocus and reswizzle. And as of January 24th of this year, we launched Epona Security.
I like the word reswizzle.
Good. It's a dance.
So when we spoke in the green room before we went live today, you'd mentioned that originally you had several different software solutions that you were bringing into the North American market through WeBridge, and that you'd learned some lessons through that process. Sounds like one of the lessons that you learned was ride one horse at a time, but tell me how you honed in on your final choice.
I think that's a great way to say it too, riding one horse. The mission is to focus. So under WeBridge, which is still fully operational, we have more enterprise level data governance and data lineage solutions down to MSP centric encryption style and encryption enabling technologies, some really cool stuff there. But what we wanted to do was focus, right? So how can we bridge that gap? No pun intended, but let's bring this in. Let's have 100% focus. And when we come to market, say we're doing one thing, we're going to do one thing great. We're going to excel and beat all of our competitors at doing this one thing and be true masters of what we are bringing to market. And with that, we've taken our background with data security, with cybersecurity, and we're bringing a holistic approach into the source code called Epona Security.
And tell me a little bit about the turtles. When I was researching Epona before our interview, the website features turtles, turtle facts. Was there a strategic decision to focus on the turtle?
Yeah. So a lot of this was an emotional response. Okay. So being in the security space for 15 years now, I'm a little bit exhausted of, we're going to scare you. we're going to scare you. Right. And so I wanted to bring a brand that was far more approachable and far more comfortable. So I didn't want to bring in a lion, something that's going to just rip your head off. And who doesn't like turtles? They're pretty approachable. And also sea turtles are really good at swimming and navigating the depths. Epona is our turtle, and that's what we've named her.
For anybody who would like to learn more about sea turtles, you can go to Epona, which is APONA.AI, and you can find out what a group of sea turtles is called. Hint, it's also what you call a group of warships, which I thought was really interesting when you think about the security spin.
I love it. I love it.
So we talked a little bit before we started about the two specific things that you decided to focus on with Epona. Tell me about how you narrowed in. So you not only had to narrow in on one solution, you had to narrow in on the things that you were going to specialize in. How did you come to the two that you chose?
For me, a business decision needs to have a connection personally. All right. And so outside of work, I have a pretty strong dedication into health and fitness and also diet. And my wife has taught me so much, right, from all of her Instagram and Twitter feeds around sources and food sources and things like that. And so the reality is I connected with the source code technology. And being in the security space, understanding that we can only defend so much and we can only react and respond to events that have eventually happened, I wanted to get ahead, right? I wanted to get ahead of the game. And I do believe that this is a more frontline approach to stay ahead of the game and understanding source code and not just attacks as they happen, but under going to market with a technology that reads, analyzes source code, identifies the vulnerabilities, and then gives you appropriate plans to act on.
Was it a very difficult decision?
Nope. No, it wasn't. One, we had a connection. Two, it was the product that we know and understand and can best support. We have a team of about 30 developers that are already working on the next major release that's going to have a pretty strong impact on the management console. So the multi-tenancy and all of those type of capabilities are already up and running. It's been tried and tested. Okay. And it's already tested out and proven to be well beyond the capabilities of competitors. So let's go ahead and lead with our strongest foot and what we're best at and the greatest demand. So recently there's a new regulation that was pushed out by the government. And the standard is that every organization that produces code is required to produce an SBOM. So we said, all right, we've got demand. We have an action in place, and now we need to be able to fulfill a need, and we can offer this in ways that others can't, so we can bring it into mid-sized businesses. And I'm not trying to get all pitchy on this, but look, these are the golden opportunities that we say, if we have an opportunity to succeed, then let's put a plan behind it, mm-hmm. and then we can apply the right resources, and hopefully we come out on the other end.
So the first thing that comes to mind when I hear about an opportunity like that is, how many people are going to have to educate themselves in this? And how many opportunities are going to be in the market? What's the depth of the market that's addressable for an organization like yours?
Deeper than what the surface would tell you. Okay, so when you start thinking of every single organization that has their own code, then we start looking at the greater landscape of all mid-sized businesses. So every mid-sized business, and really like a rule of thumb, finger in the air, is any company that has over 200 employees has probably been forced to develop their own code at some point in time, mm-hmm. right? Think of your years in owning your businesses. How many times did you need to go back to platform teams and say, hey, we need something special done?
More times than Zoho would have liked.
Right?
Yeah. Right?
And so that's where things start clicking. And eventually those special requests can't be accompanied for, and then they develop their own. Okay. So if you have your own code, or if you are selling through and passing through any of these code to any other clients, you're required to have an SBOM. So we have tons. We're talking hundreds of thousands of businesses that are going to be required if they're not already using it. Mm-hmm. Hopefully we can educate these guys and we can help them out before the IRS does.
The one thing that blew my mind when we were talking earlier was the fact that there are companies that are using more than 100 software applications to run their businesses right now. So that's 100 different S-bombs. I just like saying S-bomb.
It's the S-bomb.
Yes, yeah. It sounds like it's going to be the S-bomb.
It almost sounds bad, but it's a really good thing. Yeah, average businesses is somewhere between 40 and 65, depend on which reports you're looking at. That's how many applications they're running in-house. Now you get into mid-sized companies and you're getting above 100 applications. Enterprise organizations are above 300 and sometimes above 500, right? Depending on the environments. All of these applications are built with source code, right? It's the source. And it goes back to what I connect with and illustrating it is, look, we're in a new generation that's finally waking up to like healthy food. For the first time, we see packages that are saying non-GMO or manufactured with 3,000 different chemicals to produce a peanut. And hey, again, that's probably not good, right? We don't know what all these things do to us. There's no way to analyze it. And so that's why, just like those organizations have broken down food to say, these are your potential outcomes of digesting these things, we're taking the same approach. This is the potential outcome of what you're digesting through your organization.
So how educated are your prospects at this point when you're going to market? When you mention, obviously, I didn't know a lot about what you did or how you did it before we spoke today. How educated is the average consumer or prospect that you're going after right now? Do you have a long education cycle, or are people like, do they understand it? And they're like, oh, yeah, no, we have to do this.
They get it. That's what part of the grace in this journey is that we haven't had to exhaust so many cycles. Like I have in other roles or in other focuses around SBOM. The way that this has been tackled previously is we're going to take John Smith and we're going to give him 15 days to say, take all of these applications, download, copy, paste, export, put them into Excel. And that's generating these SBOMs. And that's taking inventory of the source code that's in these applications. And so right now they're taking weeks, if not months, to get their SBOMs in order. Some organizations, market tells us there's somewhere between 5,000 and 10,000 organizations that are using our competitors' SBOMs. And so there's a standing market for it already. The quicker wins are the guys who are saying, man, I'm really tired of using Excel. This manual approach is really not fun, you know, and it takes a long time and it produces a lot of errors, right? Technology has shown us for years how much more efficient it can be. Mm-hmm. And we're providing an action path afterwards, right? So if we can take those and then show remediation paths after the fact, you've got a win-win on both sides.
So without giving away any big secrets, what is the next thing that you're going to be pursuing through Epona? What is the opportunity that you're seeing in the market?
Look, I think it's just being better, right? Right now, we're heads down. We're focused on improving. And we can always improve, right? Whether it's through processes, experiences, or the technology itself, we just want to keep being better. And I believe that's going to be one of our better advantages. Our competitors are so distracted now with trying to repay the hands that have lent them money. And so they're expanding portfolios. We see that with tech companies all the time. We take one thing that we can do good, but then we have to expand the portfolios and get into 9 or 10 other horses to ride. But we're going to stay focused and keep doing what we can do. And at the end of the day, we're going to be the best.
All right. I think there's no better place to stop than there.
Thank you.
So I really appreciate you joining us today. To summarize what I learned today, Ben's winning by narrowing his focus and putting 100% of his attention into one thing instead of being distracted by 10.
That's fair.
And of course, he chose the best organization with which to do that.
And probably the best podcast host to talk to today. So thank you.
Obviously, that went without saying.
Yeah. That was in my script, right?
Yeah. Yeah, no, we pay people extra to say that at the end. It was great catching up with you. Thank you so much for being a guest with us today. In the show notes, I will have Ben's contact information. There'll be information on how you can get in touch with him at Epona. But if you want to share that right now, you're more than welcome to. How can people get in touch with you if they want to learn more about this?
Email is the best way at bensi@epona.ai. And you can follow our LinkedIn pages, and we're all over the internet now.
Wonderful. And make sure you get back to me with the answer for what is a group of sea turtles called. I will be expecting everybody to know that by next time I host WIN. Thanks for joining me today on WIN, Ben. It was a pleasure. Have a great day, everybody.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.
You've been listening to WIN with Richardson and Richardson, What's Important Now. We're so glad you've joined us and know you're one step closer to winning big in your business too. We'd love to connect with you outside of the show. If you have any questions or comments, please reach out to connect@rnr.consulting. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast so you'll easily know when new episodes are available. Until next time, you can win, and we're here to help.